In just a couple of weeks, Wisconsin voters will head to the polls to narrow the list of three candidates vying to become the next Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice down to two. There's an opening on the state's highest court created by Justice Michael Gableman, who after only one 10-year term has decided not to seek re-election. In recent years, Wisconsin Supreme Court races have been controversial due to the amount of outside money being spent to influence voters. WUWM's Latoya Dennis spoke with the candidates about what makes them the best candidate for the job.
For Madison attorney Tim Burns, a seat on Wisconsin's highest court is about trying to restore fairness.
In the span of my adulthood, equal opportunity for the children of people who struggle has disappeared in our country, and it's been replaced by a system in which great corporate concerns and the very rich get richer and richer while the rest of people are left working longer and harder for less and less.
And Burns says courts have a lot to do with that because most of these issues play out in the court of law. In recent years, the Wisconsin Supreme Court has weighed in on Governor Walker's Act 10 legislation, which prohibits collective bargaining in the public sector and photo ID, among a number of other cases. In both, Burns says the court got it wrong by ruling in favor of the two bills. While the position of Wisconsin Supreme Court justice is nonpartisan, Burns admits he's a Democrat.
We're talking about 50-year-old lawyers for the most part going on to a state Supreme Court like Wisconsin. And 50-year-old lawyers have been involved in politics for the most part. They've formed political opinions. They have political values. Folks are attacking me because I'm being candid about my political value.
But not all the candidates believe that declaring a political party is the way to go. Milwaukee County Circuit Court Judge Rebecca Dallet says what's more important are the issues she cares about.
Our public schools, which have been threatened in terms of money being cut from them. We have wonderful lakes and streams and parks, and now we have to worry about clean air and water. Equal protection under the law is at risk every day, and these are the things that make Wisconsin great. And those are the things I want to protect. But we also need to remember this is a nonpartisan race and that judges should not be running with political messages, taking issues on cases prior to those cases coming before the court.
Dallet says that's what we've seen in the past, and it doesn't work. She says everyone should know before appearing before the Supreme Court that they're going to get a fair shake. And she says that has not been the case over the last decade or so.
We've seen this special interest money pouring into our state from outside of our state. And it has been pouring in and really buying justice or a justice. That is something that we've seen time and time again in the last decade. And if they're really taking away the ability of Wisconsinites to have someone who is someone that they elect as opposed to the special interest money, the result of that has been justices who are doing the bidding of the special interest and of politicians as opposed to doing the work of the court.
For his part, Circuit Court Judge Michael Skrinek, the third candidate, says the differences are clear between him and his two opponents. Skrinek says his opponents are campaigning on political issues, and that's not the role of the Supreme Court. That's the role of government. He says justices cannot change the law and that the Constitution has to be followed as written. Skrinek is perceived as being the conservative candidate in the race. More about his campaign can be found on his website and Wisconsin. And I. Calls and emails to the Skrinek campaign were not returned in time for this story. Latoya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM.